Caí Balkan. Thank you. It's special. I've dreamed of this my whole life. I know my abuelito and my abuelita are proud. This is a dream come true.
Hola, Julián. Felicidades.
Thank you.
As you know, there were a lot of people cheering for you tonight. Anything you want to say to all the Mexican fans right now cheering with you this title?
Thank you. It means a lot. I'm filled with love. My family's filled with love for all the support. And I just love being able just to be me to the fullest. Thank you. Yeah, it's combined effort. You know, to be able to do kind of run the scheme that we do and have success the way we have, it just takes talent. You know, it starts up front. Byron Murphy, honestly, is kind of the heartbeat of our defense. And he's just an unsung hero. I think his name needs to be mentioned more. Him, Leonard Williams, Jaren Reed up front, the depth that we have in the interior. And then our edges, our killers. You see Boya, you see D. Hall, you see D. Law. They make plays. And so it starts up front. And the linebackers, Ernest is our leader, our captain. Him and Drake have been playing good ball. And then I would say our rookie, man, having our rookie young Demon Worry, him and Spoon, man, playing that as slot role, they're killers. They're some of the best players in this league. And so allowing that to happen when they can be stout versus the run, having our four down be stout versus the run, it allows me to be free, allows me and Kobe, our corners, to be free and just play ball. So it's talent. Yeah, exactly. So when we do send pressure, then we're able to get home because he's already panicked. And so, yeah, we had a good plan. Shout out to Mike McDonald. A lot of thought, a lot of effort, a lot of adjustments the whole week. We installed some stuff yesterday. It always goes up into the whistle because we're just always chasing that edge.
He said he wanted you guys to be loose and focused. And you came out something a lot more loose and focused. What would you describe if you could take two other words?
Oh, two other words? No, well, I'll talk about loose and focus. Like, when you see us, if you have eyes on us in the locker room at halftime on the sideline, we love each other. Like, we are constantly messing around. We're not too serious. We don't take ourselves too serious. But when that whistle sounds, when we step across those white lines, then it's focus. And that's kind of the message of it. It's like, we are allowed to have fun. Mike allows us to have fun. The coaching staff, everybody is always laughing and having a good time. But then when there's work to be done, we go to work. Yeah. 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 K-9 is special. There's not a person in the building that doesn't believe that we're a better team when he's going. And so to see him and when he gets Super Bowl MVP is crazy. He's earned it. I mean, there's been so much doubt on his name. He shows up each day. He's a quiet guy, but he's a menace with that ball in his hands. And so he showed it today. Winning the MVP is crazy. This whole playoff run, obviously, Zach, we love him. And it was vital having them both of them all season. But it was more on K-9's shoulders when Zach went down. And so he showed up for us in a big way. Yeah. Dream come true, of course it is. I'd be kidding you if I didn't dream of that in the backyard when I was, 8, 9 years old. To see that ball in the air, it was right to me. The only thought in my mind is just catch it. Yeah. Yeah, that's been our theme all game. Like, we have killers across the board. Everybody holds their own weight and has that chip on their shoulder to be successful. But allow our front being able to, take on double teams, play with four down, play in sub packages, as strong and as stout as we do, it frees us up. So we can just make plays and just roam on secondary. You see our secondary all year making plays like that. And I'm lucky to have made one today. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I'm biased, but I love that we had the performance today on the big stage, because it's been the work, man. Like, from training camp on, there's been such a high standard for how we conduct ourselves, and it's coming to fruition today. And then the story of the game today was just controlling the ball. We wanted to win the turnover battle, and we did in a big way. What was it, 3-0? And so it was a team effort. You know, the offense, they drove the ball on the field. You know, we scored when we needed to. And Jay Mai kicking field goals the way he's always done all season. Record holder. And defense, we love just playing in the death zone. You know, that's why we're the dark side.
Julian, when did you know today, like, oh, we got him? Like, when was that moment?
Honestly, mid-first quarter. And it's not necessarily like, okay, like, yeah, like, we're going to jump ahead or anything like that. It's like, okay, they have to earn each play. They might complete a pass here or there. They might break a tackle here or there. But that's the nature of our defense. We swarm to the ball, and we make them line it up and earn it each play. And it was just a style. It was a style thing. They were getting excited if they got, you know, a 4 or 5 yard run. And then, you know, we create a negative play the next play. It's just us lining up again and again on defense to just impose our will.
Julian, Ernest just said that he thinks Witherspoon is a walking Hall of Fame, obviously, in his career. But what does that say about the game that he had and how valuable he is to the defense?
Spoon, man, from the jump, you know, if the D-line's the soul of our defense, Spoon is the heart of it. I think, you know, you can't cut on tape. Nah, you can't watch tape. If you know football or love football and you watch our tape, 21 jumps off the screen every single day, every single game, every single rep. It's just raw talent. It's playing football the right way. He's just a ball player, and he's been that way since the first time he stepped in the building. And so, yeah, 3 Pro Bowls, a few All-Pros later. Yeah, if he keeps on this trajectory, he will be an all-time great. Yeah, man, this is just a complete team. We've won every game this year just in different ways. Offense, balling, special teams coming through in the clutch, defense doing our thing. And just, we're just close. Like, we really love each other, and we love showing up every day and going to work. It didn't feel like work a single day this year. And it's like it's what you chase. It's what you dream. Usually it's just words. Usually you just talk about how you want to act, but it's how we lived. We just love spending time with each other, and it showed in the way we were connected this year. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm excited. Obviously, I love where I come from. It took a village for me to get here. A lot of hard lessons, a lot of adverse moments. And I'm happy because they had a TV on in the locker room and I could catch a glimpse of Bad Bunny's performance. It was on mute. I didn't hear anything, but it was cool just to see on a special night. Yeah. It's almost like I don't want this to end. We love each other. I go to work happy. I leave happy. And even like the challenging moments, like, they're all worth it because you're doing it with people you love. And so it's hard to process. I don't know. It's you just don't want this to end. It was different for sure pregame and, you know, halftime and all the TV timeouts and the little bonus times in the middle. But when you step on those white lines, we just play ball. Like, I think of it as 53 and 120-yard field. I just try to tell guys this whole week, like, you're not playing the moment. You're playing the Patriots. Like, you don't got to battle all this. You're battling people across from you. And we've done that all year, and when we think of it like that, we play our best, no team can compete. Who? Spoon, I just, you know, talked about it. He is special. I think we all look to him and how his style of play is. He shows up. And if you love football, I mentioned, if you watch football, if you feel like you're a football fan and you cut on our tape, 21 jumps off the screen. Maybe the stats don't show it. Maybe, you know, whatever. The analytics don't say whatever. But if you watch him play, he's special. And it's every single play. He gives his all, and we feed off that. I look to him as, you know, a leader of purpose for this defense. And, yeah, he's going to be all-time great, I think. I was happy, man. I asked who got that one off, and to be Spoon, I think, is really fitting. I think he has been for as talented as he is and all the accolades he has, I still think he's unsung. Him and a few guys on our defense that need to be talked about more in a special way, because Spoon's on a great trajectory. Yeah. of course. Yeah, this is the gratification is immediate in this league. You want somebody to be a star from day one, and we had a lot of guys who the story's been a little different. Sam's one. I think of Leonard Williams. Maybe Leo might have been a star from the jump. I think of myself. I don't know. I think good people find a way to battle through. It could have been so easy. 99% of people would have just been like, I gave it into the pressure. But Sam Darnold, our leader, our captain, he didn't. No, he showed up each day for the past 8 years and continued to get better, continued to be who he is. And so for him to take the field for us, it's special. We love him so much because we know what he's been through. I know what he's been through. I think this result speaks for itself. Yeah. He is a younger quarterback. Obviously, he was an MVP, consideration this year. He had a special season. we just feel like we have to rush as one. I think a lot of his big-time plays were made outside of the pockets, in improvising situations, because he's an incredibly talented athlete in general. And so we felt good. We just knew we had to follow our process, and it's not a specific thing to them. Every single game this year, if we know that we're at our best, we're going to win the game. And I've been on teams that, it hasn't been that way. You can play perfect, you still might lose. And so for us, we had the talent, we had the scheme, and it's just connected and doing it day to day. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. A lot of negative plays. We won the turnover battle 3-0. I think we've been special from the jump. It's been cool to see an appreciation for our guys, each playoff game and each ongoing moment. I know. We got to get our wind right. We got to hit the hill or condition a little more when we get back here the next few days. Because I wish we would have sealed the deal and just pitched a shutout today. But it was a great effort. Thank you. How am I gonna celebrate? Good amount of tequila, a few cigars. Yeah, we're going to have some fun. Yeah. The belief comes from him not taking any shortcuts. We see him each day. He's there early. He's there late. He's committed to the process. He puts in the work, but, there's so much extra work that he puts in. And above all that, he's just a good guy. And so it's so easy to love him and cheer for him and to enjoy him being our captain. And so, it's big of him to say, but he's just been himself, and we just value him. What's next for me? I'm going to go home, back to Chicago with my son. We have a second on the way in March, and we're just going to enjoy just being together with our family. I'm really excited for that.
Last one, please. One more. The defense was underrated a little bit. Do you feel like that'll change now?
I think it's definitely going to change. we just won Super Bowl, and we pitched a pretty good game on defense. And I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a mixture of talent, but the sum is greater than kind of the individual parts for us. But the individual parts are really special. I think people need to take notice of that. If you look across our whole defense, people were playing some great ball all season. And so now we might get a little more attention, but from the jump, the process has never been different or never been – it hasn't changed up for us at all. We're consistent each day.
Thank you all very much.
Last one.
Yeah.
Say it again. Thank you for support and love. Aulito, I love you. Thank you.